Gittin Perek Tes Mishneh Ches. This Mishneh is a continuation of the same Cheshbonis that we were making the last few Mishnahs. Get Sheksovei Ivris. The Get was written in Lashon HaKodesh. It's written from right to left. Ve'edov Yivonis. The Edom assigned from left to right. Yivonis or Faket was written in English. It was written from left to right. Ve'edov Ivris. Ve'edechod Ivri. Ve'edechod Yivoni. You have one this way, one that way. So the Mishnah is going to say that these are kosher. But let's stop over here before the next din. Let's point out something important. L'chay, there should be a mokum lachshosh that the Edim that are signed in a different language don't know what's written in the get. They signed. How do they know what's in the get? Somebody told them. If somebody told them what's in the get, l'chay, it shouldn't be kosher. It's Eid mi pi Eid. So the way the Rishonim Mamazbe, it's Mavu in the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Gerushin, Rishonim explained this, that if the information is provided by somebody who says to the Edim, what's written in the Shtar, that's Eid mi pi Eid. But if the Edim listen as somebody reads from the Shtar, reading from the Shtar is called you're hearing the Shtar. So you have somebody reads the Shtar, the Edim hear the Shtar, that means that the Edim hear what's written in the Shtar. They're not hearing a story, mi pi the Edim on the Shtar. What they're doing is they're having the Shtar, instead of visual, it's audio. They're hearing it instead of seeing it, but that's called, then they could sign their names and they could be made on what's written in the Shtar. It's Choshev Nekuda. There's another Nekuda to point out over here, is that it's only when the Shtar, the Nusach HaGet, is written in one language and the Edim are signed in a different language, that's okay. But we had before in Mishneh Gimel that if Edim are written, I'm sorry, if the Get is written in one Nusach, but the second half of the Get is written in another language, that's not okay. What we explained over there is that the reason why it would work where Chatzi Loshna Get is in Loshna Kodesh and Chatzi Loshna Get is in Aramis is because Loshna Kodesh and Aramis are considered one language. But not if it's Loshna Kodesh, Ivris and Yevonis. So the only reason why it's kosher over here is only because the Get is fully in Loshna Kodesh and the Edim are in Yevonis or vice versa. The Mishnah then continues, Ksav Sofer Ve'ed. We discussed in the previous Mishnah, or rather Mishnah Dalid, that Stam Ksav Sofer can't be considered to be Edus on the contents. He wrote it out, but it's not Edus on the contents of the Shtar that there's Dasim Mishayev of the husband to write this again, it was written Lishma, etc. What we're talking about over here is that the Eid also signed the Eid plus another Eid. So that's two Eidim. No reason why it shouldn't be good. Caution. The Rab points out from the Gemara that the Chiddush over here is there would be a mokum to say that we assume that one of them didn't get a tzivui from the Baal. He didn't tell two people to sign. So Meli is writing Shaloi b'tzivui Baal. It's not signed l'shmo. So Meli wouldn't be kosher. Kamash from that's not true. Ish ploini aid kosher. The get right says ish ploini, but it doesn't add his father's name. So this we point out in the previous Mishnah that the name of the father is not ma'akiv. Ben Ish Ploini, Aid, is also kosher, even though he didn't write who he is. He only wrote his father's name. The same thing, Ish Ploini, Ben Ish Ploini, and he doesn't write Velikos of Aid, kosher, because that's normally when you're writing a bottom of a document, you're writing your name as an aid. You don't have to write your aid, it's self-evident. They wrote, you have this Loshon Chazal, Niki Adash Yerushalayim spoke, and wrote B'Ktzara Mamish. So they didn't write the word Eid because it was self-evident. Kosav, if he writes in the get, Chani Chosoy, this is a very, very important halacha in the professional world of Bati Dinim, they write up a get. A lot of the asik of, the expertise rather, of writing a get has to do with writing the names properly. Should be a straightforward thing. You ask him his name, Yamoid, Shloimi Yehuda, Ben, Chaim Shmayo, and that's what you write down. Very many people are called by all sorts of names, nicknames, short, English names, familial names, affectionate names. Chanichosoy is a nickname. Chanichoso is the nickname of her, of the woman. Now, you could, like we're saying, you could say that nicknames, or you could say that's family names. Kosher. If it does, the get does not say the names of their fathers, it says their name, it doesn't say the name of their fathers, then it's possible. So l'chatchila, we write out all names and we write out nicknames. It's worse to write a name not accurately than to write a name which is not the ikka name of the person. Because if it's not accurate, l'chur, it's saying somebody else. It has to be accurate mitoch haksav. But if the name that's written is clearly that person, the fact that's not the main name, it's not their legal name, it's not their most used name, but it's clear it's Boro that's that person, then the aloch is kosher. Now there are some girsas, machalek Yerushalayim, but some Yerushalayim have the line that we had before, v'kachoyu nekiya das Yerushalayim oisim, on this. That means the nekiya das Yerushalayim would write only chanichosi v'chanichosi, l'shem hakitzer. In Cain, then we have a Mishnah that says that was a minig lechatchila. It could be done. It's a lechatchila. It's not a b'diavad. Whereas the din before of writing ish ploni ben ish ploni without the word aid, we have no makar that it works lechatchila. The stomach's not makar b'diavad. But then the Mishnah wouldn't back up that kosher even as a lechatchila. Now we have another important din. Get ma'usa b'Yisrael kosher. If a get is forced, they force a person to write a get to his wife, it's kosher by goyim posel. Now the Gemara in the sugya of any document or any kinyan that's done under duress, under force, in chesabatim and bava basa daf mem tes, clearly says that what we're talking about over here, get musa b'Yisrael, is not stam three people came over to him and forced him by gunpoint to write a get. That would be posel. We're talking about where he's mechuyev min hadin legarish ishtoy. There are dinim. We learned in Misach Skubis case where a husband is not allowed to hold on to his issues. He has to let his wife go if she wants to go. He has to write her a get. In that case, we see the get as kosher mi'ikir hadin. It's only by goyim posel. And the Rishonim explained over there that we don't want to have where the goyish court system or goyish thugs, mafioso, think. Well, people think that they could hire mafioso to get a get, because then it's going to end up being done even oifanim and even times when he's not mechuyev legarish. But the psul is only midrabban. Betzim is mechuyev. Now, why is the fact that he's mechuyev legarish make that the get that's under duress should be kosher? Who cares? Lamais, it's at gunpoint. And the answer is, the Rambam says a famous shtickle, where that's called really that a person does want. That means when something is mechuyev al pi halacha, inherent in a yid, there's a vada rotzen to do rotzen abayri. Okay, there's stuff that gets in the way, resistance, cheshbonis, politics, money, COVID, whatever. But as soon as the gun pushes him, so avada, you could see that as an expression of rotzen to give the get. The Velt Lake Sue, that the reason why the Rambam needs this reason is because it wouldn't be enough the fact that he's mechuyev legarish ishtei min adin. The reason why the Rambam has to say it is because unless a get is given with proper rotzon, they have a concept that rotzon means you really want to give it. Das just means that there's das, maybe unwilling das. Person could agree to do something even though he doesn't want to. But rotzon means he wants to, and you have to want to give the get. They have this as a tnai in get. That you have to want to give the get, they bring the Rambam sounds that way in the beginning of Hilchos Gerushin. It's Reb Chaim's read in the stencil. Therefore, by get, the Rambam has to add this detail. No, he really does want. The Rashbam and Tosfos over there in the Sugyan Bava Basra don't have this vort. The Rashbam says that the reason why a get Ma'usa is kosher is because if the marriage is so bad that he has to have a baseball bat held over his head in order to force him to divorce, he's not losing anything. The Rashbam compares that. The Gemara says over there, what happens if Reuven forces or he hires somebody to force Shimon to sell his house? The Gemara calls that Tluya Vizovin, Zvini Zvini. Agav Zuze Gomero Makne, when a person is forced by gunpoint to sell his house, but Lamaisa, if he was paid for the house, so he might not have wanted to sell his house, but Lamaisa, once he's paid, okay, he makes his peace with it. And then that's called you have enough das for the Mechira. But if a person was forced by gunpoint to give away his house for free, then Avada, he's not maskim to. There's no das on that. So the Rashbam says that the reason why is because when a person gets paid money, he's not losing, so fine, he makes his peace with it. So over here we say he's not losing anything by having this marriage taken away from him. Because the marriage is not working, obviously. So Mela, that's why get Musa is kosher. The Rashbam then is mechadish that even the halacha that bagoyim posels only midirabanan. If it's someplace where the marriage is not working, v'lay mafsid v'lay midi, then even if he was forced by goyim, it should be kosher. It's exera that we don't want goyim getting involved in breaking up marriages, v'chule v'chule. So Mela, we passel up a get Musa by goyim. Tosfos says it differently. Tosfos says that tluya v'zovin, the reason why is because since he's getting paid, so when you get paid for something, so the din is that then you become a chuyiv to give what you're being paid for. So if he got the money and he took the money, so it's like sort of he's mechuyiv to sell the chefetz. So the operative, the key nekuda over here, is that by a get mu'usa, the reason why it would be kosher is because he's mechuyiv. So therefore the din by goyim is posel, is when he's not mechuyiv. And the Mishnah is not even talking about that case. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he is mechuyiv, and it should have been kosher. And again, we're goyzer on goyim doing it, because then a goy is going to do it, even in a case where he's not mechuyiv, and in that case, the get taka won't work. So the Rashbam and Tosfos are all soyviv around whether you're mechuyiv or not. But the Rambam, the vort, is a different vort. The Rambam, the vort is that when he's forced by a bezdin, so that brings out his inner desire. The Rambam has the same vort by a carbon. If a person is forced to bring a carbon, even though a carbon has to be brought to Leratzen, that's called it is Leratzen. Because the person really does want Ritzoneinu Lasois, Ritzoneinu Avinu Shebashamayim. How Lemaisa can it get be forced? If a Yiddish Bezdin wants to use force, and it's Gepaskin Dal Pi Halacha that he has to give the get, Ubagoyim Choyftin Oisev Omlai, they could hire Goyim, and they could force him, they could beat him up, and they could say to him, I say Mashi Yisrael Oimim Loch, the kosher, the fact that they're the long arm of the Bezdin doesn't take away that din, but it has to be B'Shem Yisrael, otherwise you have the Gzeir over here that we're not going to allow Goyim to force a get, because then Goyim are going to force a get with Shalai Kedin, like we explained.